Wessels Family, 1899. To the family of Sister Wessels. I shall not be unfaithful in warning you. The spiritual life of the Wessels family is of more consequence than food or raiment or display. The Lord calls for men and women who are cherishing a Christ-like love for the world, saying, "Go work today in my vineyard." Matthew 21, verse 28. Will you respond to the call? The Lord wants all there is of every soul He has purchased. He calls you to come under His banner and serve in His army. He asks you to shine as lights in the world. There is no place for pleasure lovers or spendthrifts in His work. He calls, saying, "Follow me." It will require integrity of soul and high moral resolve to practice self-denial in all things. But this will bring men and women to the place where they will heed the voice which says, "Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart." Matthew 11, verse 29. It is not the possessions of a man, the costly edifice, the decorations, the expensive mirrors and furniture, which determine his character. It is the heart purity, the steadfast purpose. The character built with good and noble deeds is the monument which the angelic host respect, the life which after death lives in the memory, perpetuated by the good deeds which he has done for others. That pride is worthless which scorns the meek and lowly in heart, which scorns that Savior who lived not to please himself. Will men and women stand around your grave and tell of the good deeds you have done in following in the footsteps of Christ? Is not this the fast that I have chosen, the Lord asks, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily. And thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy re-reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, "Here I am." If thou take away from thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking of vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of waters whose waters fail not. Isaiah 58, verse 6-11. This is to be our work. We are to be laborers together with God. Economy does not mean niggardliness, but a prudent expenditure of means, because there is a great work to be done. What is true exaltation? It is the meekness and lowliness of Christ cherished. There is no vexing one another, no dissension, no strife, no hasty speech, because the love of God is a living principle in the heart. You may be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Isaiah 62, verse 3. Brother Peter Wessels is not where he should be. If he were refined and purified, soul, body, and spirit, his mind would be fixed upon Jesus, the author and finisher of his faith. God will accept the service of every soul who is receiving the sanctification of soul, body, and spirit. And Christ says, "Ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit." Ephesians 2, verse 19-22. I want every member of the Wessels family saved unto eternal life. I do not want the mournful words applied to them, "I have spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people, which walked in a way that was not good, after their own thoughts, a people that provoketh me to anger continually to my face." Isaiah 65, verse 2, 3. The God of heaven pleads with you, saying, "Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Isaiah 55, verse 2, 3. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it. Isaiah 56, verse 2. You will need earnest determination to break the spell that Satan has placed upon you, and which is holding you away from God and from the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I know the dangers of the Wessels family, and that is the reason I have written them so much. They will never overcome unless they arouse. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass, because I will publish the name of the Lord. Ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock, his work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is he. Deuteronomy 32, verse 1 to 4. The Lord speaks to his people, saying, The Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land, and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about, he instructed him, he kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them upon her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields, and he made him suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flinty rock. Verses 9 to 13. Thus the Lord represents the care he exercises for his people, and he expects more of them than they give him. He is reaching out his merciful arm, saying, Come, begin the great conflict of life by trampling Satan under your feet. Make an alliance, not with unbelievers, but with God. God-fearing, devoted, unselfish men and holy angels minister to those who shall be heirs of salvation. Counsel with these men, and you will win the crown of life. There is a battle before every member of the Wessels family. They have inherited tendencies which should not be cultivated. The power of the love of God can bring its vital strength into the mind and heart, renovating, purifying, and sanctifying them. When the mind is worked by the Holy Spirit, all deficiencies will be supplied by the power and permanence of the actuating motive. The Wessels family need have no fears if they will trust in the wisdom of God. If the influence surrounding them is of a right character, and predominating interests are uplifting, if their energies are kept in right channels, they will be men who will honor God and help others. When they behold Him who has given them every privilege and every advantage to secure mental and physical vigor, given them power to become efficient in the strength which comes from God, then they are performing the part of the work assigned them by divine wisdom. They are standing in their lot and place, in willing obedience to God's requirements. The man who yokes up with Christ is a partaker of the divine nature, and will overcome every temptation, for he loves the living oracles of God, which are the wellspring of life. In my last letters, I have said so much that I need not say more now. The young men who make the Word of God their guide, their daily food, will have strength of character. Their lives will be refreshing and beautiful, because Christ is the source, the wellspring, from which they draw. Of such the Word of God declares, He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth its fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Psalm 1, verse 3.